This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We're going to get to our coverage of the real economy, what matters most in this election. Marketplace's David Gura visited two zip codes in Manhattan, the top neighborhoods in the country when it comes to political donations. They're separated only by Central Park, but they are a world apart politically.
Jeff Gorel is a real estate executive who's been on the Upper West Side for more than 20 years now.
You've got the park, and you've got shopping on Columbus, Amsterdam, Broadway. It's near Zabar's. It's a terrific place to live.
Gorel is a millionaire who could live anywhere in Manhattan. And he's picked the El Dorado on Central Park West.
You know, you can go to any restaurant without getting dressed up, which is important for me because I like to be casual. If you live on the East Side, you have to put a jacket and tie on to go to a restaurant.
Breakfast is at the Popover Cafe just six blocks away. Gorel orders a couple of fried eggs, a glass of apple juice, and he tells me the Upper West Side is a comfortable place for Democrats like him. And the stats back that up. So far, Gorel and his neighbors in zip code 10024 have donated more than $500,000 to President Obama's re-election campaign. That's more than any other zip code in the U.S.
People have to get elected, and it costs money to run TV commercials, and that's the system.
And New York City is an important part of that system. Campaigns mine the corporate sector for cash. Another day, another diner, another donor. I'm at Nectar Restaurant on the Upper East Side on Madison Avenue with Andy Busser. He's an investor with an apartment in zip code 10021. It's about a mile away from Jeff Gorel's place, as the pigeon flies. And it's a part of Manhattan that's home to a lot of
lawyers. it's a lot of people in financial services, I think.
Busser and his neighbors have given more than $500,000 to Mitt Romney's campaign.
But there's a lot of money in this zip code. It is a wealthy zip code.
With a lot of well-heeled executives who have backed the presumptive Republican nominee.
It doesn't surprise me that there are more Romney supporters here than perhaps on the Upper West Side.
Both candidates are counting on more donations from these two neighborhoods. So this war for campaign contributions being waged on opposite sides of Central Park's Great Lawn has just begun. In New York, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.